Good morning.
Ciao.
Thank you once again for inviting me and for the privilege of sharing God's word this morning.
再次的感谢大家, 邀请我来这里向大家分享神的话。
Let's ask the Lord to help us as we study.
让我们再一起来到神面前。
Father, your word tells us that it is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.
主啊, 是你的话领导我们, 你的话是我们, 脚前的灯, 路上的光。
And we pray that this morning you will shine that light into each one of our lives.
我们就祈求你, 今天早上, 让这个光照到我们每一个人的心中。
And please give us the courage to walk in the way that you show. In Jesus' name.
给我们有这样的勇气行在你的旨意当中，奉主耶稣基督圣名。 Amen.
Well, I'd like to start by telling you about a man called Pramana.
一开始的时候，我想跟大家分享一个人物，他的名字叫Pramana。
Pramana had memorized the Quran.
Pramana是一个可以背诵《可兰经》的人。
And in his ethnic group of 24 million people, only three were Christians.
在他那个种族里面，那个民族里面呢，有差不多2400万人，但是只有三个是基督徒。
He had never heard the word Jesus.
从来没有听闻过耶稣这个名字。
And his family, his farm, they were crumbling. This is about 20 years ago.
大概是20年前，他的家，他的那个农庄。 都就是瓦解，破碎。
So he went to the local imam at the mosque, who was also a spiritualist.
他到了那个回教寺里面的那个他们的那个头呢，那个人呢本身也是个通灵的人。
And he was told to fast for 3 days and 3 nights.
他那个头就跟他说，你要禁食3天3夜。
And after midnight, on the third night, he heard a clear voice that said to him, Find Jesus, find the gospel.
在第三个晚上的半夜,他就清楚地听到一把声音跟他说,去找耶稣,去找福音。
Now, as far as he knew, Jesus could be a fruit.
在他的认知里面呢,耶稣这个名字可能是个果实。
But this voice also gave him directions.
但是这个声音就是给他一个清楚的一个指引。
It said, get out of bed, go over the mountain and walk down the coast to this city.
就告诉他你要起来,翻过这座山,到了那个城里。
When you get to that city at daybreak, you will see two men.
到了那个城里,天亮的时候,你会看到两个人。
When you see those men, ask them where this street is.
看见那两个人的时候,问他们那条街怎么走。
They will show you the way.
他们就会指引你。
Walk up and down the street and look for this number.
跟着那条街走上走下,然后你会找到那个门牌。
When you find the number, knock on the door.
看到那个门牌的时候,就敲门。
And when the door opens, tell the person why you have come.
门开了,你就告诉那些人,你为什么在这里。
Dreams are given very high value in many Muslim cultures.
在很多那个回教他们的那个文化里面呢，梦境或者梦呢，他们都是有一个很高的一个高的意义在里面的。So
he did what he was told.
所以他就照着他所听到的去行了。He
didn't tell his wife, and he was away for 2 weeks.
他没有告诉他的妻子，只是离开了2周。
When he knocked on the door
当他敲门,
and said, I've come to find Jesus, he was pulled inside.
然后跟他那些人说,我来寻找耶稣,那些人就把他拉进去了。God
had led him miraculously to one of the three out of 24 million who could share the gospel with him.
神奇迹的把Pramana 带领到那2400万里面的其中三个基督徒所在的地方去。
Now that is one tiny example of the way God's boundless mercy is breaking across every barrier.
这个只是一个很小小的例子，去证明上帝的那个无穷的那个怜悯，他怎么样穿越过很多的难关，把它传开去。
It's reaching every kind of person, and it's often in ways that we would not expect.
他的怜悯是直达到很多我们意想不到的人的身上。
Did you know that we are living in the middle of the biggest turning of Muslims to Jesus in history?
大家知不知道我们现在所身处的那个时代是有很多很多的回教徒他们回转归向耶稣的时代呢？
In the last 30 years, millions upon millions of Muslims have turned to Jesus, believed the gospel.
过去的30年间有成千百万的回教徒他们归信耶稣。
And in some countries, 80% of those conversions involve God giving someone a dream or a vision that they should pursue Jesus or get a Bible.
在很多这些国家里面，我们发现呢，这些归信的那个经历里面，有80%呢，都是神透过梦境或者意象呢，去指引那些人归向耶稣，寻找真理。
So God is ordering all things for the display of his unstoppable mercy to all kinds of unexpected people.
我们看到神怎么透过各种的事情去安排好，去把他的慈爱去传出去，引领那些我们意想不到的人来到他的，去寻找他。
And the book of Jonah is exactly that kind of tale of the unexpected.
约拿书要讲的正是一个这样意想不到的故事。
Up becomes down, heroes become villains.
顺境变成逆境，我们的那些坏人变成英雄。
And through it all, God's mercy crosses over every boundary.
透过这一切，神的那个怜悯，它达到远远的我们想不到的地方去。
We're just looking at chapter 1 today, so you can forget about the fish.
我们今天只看第一章，所以我们不用去想那头鱼的故事。
We're going to look first at Jonah, then at the sailors, and finally at God himself.
我们首先会看看约拿，然后再看看那班水手，最后我们看看上帝的作为。
So firstly, Jonah, who's introduced in verse 1.
所以首先我们看看约拿在第一节里面提到的。
The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai.
耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿。
This seems like the standard introduction to an Old Testament book of prophecy.
这样的开头是旧约里面先知书一个经常有的一个开头。
This same Jonah, son of Amittai, appears in 2 Kings chapter 14 as well.
这个里面的那个约拿同样在那个列王记下里面十四章里面提到的那个约拿。
He's apparently a man of God who has spoken on God's behalf.
很明显他是一个属神的人，他是在那代表神去说话。
And God gives him a specific call in verse 2.
神在第二节给了他一个非常明确特定的一个呼召。
Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, for its wickedness has come up against me.
第二节里面，神跟他说：“你起来往尼尼微扎城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶达到我面前。”
But from this point on, Jonah competes for the title of the worst missionary in history.
但从这一个时候开始，我们都看到约拿确实可以被称得上是一个历史上。最差劲的一个宣教士。
If this sermon was about Jonah, you could call it the worst missionary in history, but I didn't want the bulletin to say the worst missionary in history, Simon Porter.
那要是在这里呢，我们约拿的那个称号呢，我今天呢，我不想被人家这样去称，我是那个历史上最坏的一个宣教士啊 ，Simon Porter.
So fleeing from God, historical records.Show that Nineveh really was a brutal and immoral place.
他躲避神。我们看到历史上呢，那个尼尼微城是一个非常凶残、残暴，还有道德败坏的一个城市。
It was the capital of the Assyrian Empire, sworn enemies of God's people.
这个亚亚述的一个首都是这些人呢，他们与那个神的子民呢是世仇。
They were known for terrible acts such as skinning alive the leaders of any city who they had conquered.
他们有很多可怕的行为，包括他们就是去打仗的时候所到的俘虏的城市，把他们的那些人那些首领。把他们的皮割下来。
So it's no surprise, verse 3, Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish.
所以我们并看到约拿他要听到神让他去尼尼微，他就要起来躲到他是去，我们一点都不感到奇怪。
Tarshish was absolutely as far as he could go in the opposite direction.
逃到他是这个地方呢，是从尼尼微相反的方向，他所想到能去的最远的地方。
And if he didn't get it first time, it's again in the end of verse 3, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord.
要是你还没听明白的话，在第三节的结尾，他又重复了，他要往他是去，上了船，要与船上的人同往他是去，躲避耶和华。
So just make a note of that.
在这里我要说明一点。
Jonah, the Jewish prophet who knows that God is the creator of the sea and the land, he's acting as if he can leave God behind him.
在这里我要说的是约拿这个犹太人的先知，他在这里他知道神是创造那个干地沧海的神，他现在要躲避神。
It's the spiritual equivalent of the three-year-old who covers his eyes when he's playing hide-and-seek and thinks that his parents can't see him.
他那个属灵的那个光景就好像一个三岁的小孩，他把自己的眼睛蒙住，就以为人看不见他一样。
And the avoidance tactics don't stop there. In verse 4, the Lord sent a great wind on the sea and such a great storm arose.
这个躲避的那个伎俩呢、我还继续啊。我们在第四节我们看到耶和华使海中起大风，海就狂风大作，甚至船几乎破坏。
The sailors desperately call out to their own local deities.
所有的那个船上的水手他们那个时候都非常的热，非常的切切的去寻求他们的求告他们自己的神。
But where is Jonah, the missionary and the prophet?
但这个时候，约拿这位先知，这个宣教士去哪了？
Is he ready to seize the opportunity to tell them about the Lord who made the land and the sea?
在这个时候，他是不是抓紧这个机会去向那帮水手去传扬这位神，他所认识的神，这个创天造地的神呢？
No.
没有。
Verse 5, Jonah had gone below deck where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep.
第五节提到约拿下到底舱躺卧沉睡，最底下他沉睡。
God speaks to Jonah clearly.
神清楚地跟约拿说。
Jonah doesn't like what he hears.
但是约拿不喜欢他所听到的。
So the prophet tries to block out God, and he ends up in a literal and a spiritual stupor.
所以我们就看到约拿他不喜欢他听到的，所以他就躲避神，把神挡住在外面。他进入了他那个属灵跟他那个行为里面，都是在他自己的他自己去决定的那个态度里面。
The missionary numbs himself to the truth, and his sin ends up isolating him and putting others at risk.
他自己对面对真理的麻木，让他不光是他自己有影响，他的那个行为把他孤立起来。他以为他可以孤立起来，但是他的行为已经影响了船上其他的人了。
And this is how sin works.
罪也是这样的工作。
We resist God in some matter.
我们在一些事情上面，我们抵挡神。
And inwardly, our heart draws away from Him.
我们那些我们想把神拒诸拒之门外。
Our prayer life becomes dry.
我们的祷告的生活枯竭。
And we fall asleep spiritually.
我们进入灵里面的沉睡的那个光景里面。
And the effect of our sin is never limited to ourselves.
但罪带来的那个结果往往不限于在我们身上。
So can I ask you, brothers and sisters, are you asleep spiritually?
我今天也想问问大家弟兄姐妹，你们灵里也是在沉睡这个当中吗？
Are you resisting something that God has called you to?
你是不是也是在抗拒神对你的某一些呼召呢？
It might be something large, like a call on your life, a risk you know you ought to take.
有可能是一些神要你做的大事，一个对你生命的呼召，一个要你去冒的一个险。
Or it might be a small matter.
但也可能是一些很小的事情。
Something you can justify as not that important, even though you know what God has said.
有一些神叫你去做的事，你甚至可以认为是并不太重要的，很小的事情。
And perhaps it's something that nobody else knows about, because on the outside, nothing has changed.
也有可能是一些事情是其他人从你身上看不见的，因为人家从你的外表看不到你有什么的改变。
Keeping up appearances.
装作若无其事，故作镇定。
You see, in verse 9,
在第九节
Jonah says all of the right things.
约拿说的都是对的。
God has singled him out through casting lots.
神在这个时候把他透过掷签分别出来。
The sailors pepper him with questions.
那帮水手就纷纷地问他问题了。
And then Jonah responds.
约拿回应。
I am a Hebrew. I worship the Lord, the God of heavens, who made the sea and the dry land.
约拿在第九节里面说，我是希伯来人，我敬畏耶和华，那创造沧海旱地之天上的神。
He's keeping up appearances.
他在这里故作镇定。
It's the theologically correct answer.
在这里我们听到的是在神学上一个绝对正确的一个答案。
But really, Jonah is hiding his guilt with religious correctness.
但是在这个神学那个观念的那个正确的背后，我们看到约拿是把他自己的罪隐藏在背后。
I think he's trying to explain why this can't be his fault.
我想他是在解释这发生的一切跟他是无关的。
And we're supposed to be laughing at Jonah by this stage.
我们看到这应该是在暗暗的在那笑。
Firstly, this is the height of hypocrisy.
我们首先看到的，这真的是一种假冒为善的一种极致的行为。
He's claiming to worship or to fear the Creator God, but as we've seen, his life has shown the opposite.
他自己向人宣称他是敬畏神的，他是敬拜神的，但是他的那个行为却是背道而驰的。
Secondly, the irony is huge.
第二呢，我们就是看到那个整个事情呢，那个很讽刺的。
The pagan sailors have more confidence that God will do something than Jonah himself.
我们看到那帮没有信仰的水手，他们这那个对神的那个信心好像居然大过约拿，他们信得过，起码他们信得过神会做点什么事在这个时候。
And thirdly, he seems to be plain stupid.
第三，我们看到他在这里只是一个就是愚蠢的一种表现。
So in verse 10, this terrified them, and they asked him, What have you done?They knew he was running away from the Lord because he had already told them so.
第十节，他们就大大惧怕，对他说：“你做的是什么事呢？”他们已经知道他躲避耶和华，因为他告诉了他们。
So of course, the sailors were petrified.
那当然，那帮水手大大惧怕了。
This man had told them that he was running away from his God.
因为这个人跟他们说，他是躲避他的神。
But he's only just thought to mention that the God he's running from has power over all creation.
他刚跟他们说，他这个神是个大能的神，他是那个创造天地的神。
Including the sea.
包括创造这个海洋的。
And he's running away from him on a boat.
那他居然现在想上一条船，透过那个海路去躲避神。
What have you done?
你做了些什么事？
You fool.
你真的太愚蠢。
You hypocrite.
你这个假冒伪善的人，口不对心的人。
And even in verse 12, pick me up and throw me into the sea.
在第十二节里面，约拿说，你们将我抬起来，
It's so dramatic.
掉到海中。
So dramatic, but there's no sign that this is what God wants.
我们看到那个整个过程很戏剧性，但是这个我们看不到这是神所想要的。
Perhaps simple, humbling repentance is all that's needed.
可能在这里神需要的并不是一个戏剧性的一个回转，而是他一个简单的一个谦卑的悔改认罪。
He's still avoiding what he knows he should do.
他还在躲避他应该要做的事情。
And it's a pitiful sight.
这个整个都是很可怜很可笑的这个一个光景。
But friends, are we really that different?
但我想问问大家，我们是不是跟他就很不一样呢？
Don't we claim to worship the same merciful, all-powerful God?
那我们也在向人说，我们所敬拜的这位，他是充满怜悯又全能的神。
And yet we often make decisions as if he can't be trusted to look after us.Or our children, or our money.
但多少时候，在我们的生活里面，我们所反映出来的是我们并不相信这位神，他能带领供应我们的生活，给我们的供应我们的孩子，给我们生活所需呢？
Don't we fear the same God who is present everywhere?
我们不也敬畏同一位的上帝，他是无处不在的吗？
And yet sometimes we speak as if he can't hear our conversations.
但是很多时候，我们说话的时候，就像好像神根本就不在，听不到我们说什么。
Sometimes we act as if he can't see our moral compromises.
有的时候，我们所做的就好像神看不到我们背弃了我们的那个圣经里面的那个教导。
Haven't we also hidden our sinful stupidity behind correct theology or outward conformity?
我们不也在我们外表好像是我们是信的，我们是个基督徒，但是在我们背后，我们也把我们的罪隐藏在这个的背后吗？
Haven't we sometimes convinced ourselves that we need to suffer for what is right, when really humble repentance is what we need?
很多时候我们也说那个我们自己，我们也相信我们为了正义的事我们要去受苦，但是神所要的很多时候就是我们一个谦卑的在到他面前的悔改认罪。
You see, Jonah isn't simply Jonah here.
约拿在这里并不光光是约拿。
He is God's way of pricking our own apathy, small-mindedness,And small faith.
神，他是神给我们的一个提醒，提醒我们内在，我们也有一些自，我们也有那些自以为意、自私的那种行为。
And we can see that most clearly when we look at the contrast between Jonah and the sailors.
然后我们再看看那个约拿跟那帮水手的那个对比。
So these sailors were uneducated, pagan Gentiles.
我们看到这帮水手，他们是没受过什么教育，他们是不信的一般外邦人。
And we're supposed to start by looking down at them as spiritually ignorant.
我们可能一开始我们会就是瞧不起他们，我们觉得他们在属灵里面他们是无知的。
They're outside God's covenant community.
他们不属于神的那个国度的人。
But who prays in this calamity?
但在这个灾难来临的时候，是谁在祷告呢？
Only the sailors.
只是我们看到那帮水手在祷告。
Who seeks mercy from God?
谁去寻求神的怜悯呢？
Only the sailors.
只是那帮水手。
The sailors were shocked by Jonah's sin, but Jonah didn't seem to care.
那帮水手他们知道约拿所犯的罪，他们很震惊，但是约拿却好像若无其事，漫不经心。
The sailors wanted to live, but Jonah wanted to die.
那帮水手他们想存活下来，但是约拿想去寻死。
The sailors show compassion and try to save Jonah in verse 13.
那帮水手他们对约拿他们其实是有同情之心，他们想救他，但是约拿却想逃走。
The sailors were obedient to what they knew.
那帮水手他们是遵循去跟随他们所听到的知道的。
Jonah was disobedient even though he knew a lot.
约拿却是相反，他背离了没有听神 所吩咐他的话。
And ultimately, the sailors are the ones who show that they fear God.
最后我们看到那帮水手，是那帮水手他们在这个过程里面他们表现出他们敬畏神的行为。
Verse 16,
在第十六节，
At this, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord, and made vows to him.
第十六节里面提到，那些人便大大敬畏耶和华，向耶和华献祭，并且许愿。
They fear, worship, and commit themselves to the Lord.
他们敬畏神，敬拜神，委身于神。
And the point is that God's mercy is not confined to God's people.
我们看到神的怜悯并不仅仅的是限于给属神的人。
God's grace is not limited to the safe environment of the church.
神的恩典并不仅仅是给这个教会里面的人的。
God is pouring out grace and mercy to people you least expect outside the church.
神的恩典是倾倒在一些教会以外我们意想不到的人的身上的。
Not only to Christians, but to Muslims.
不光是对基督徒，也对回教徒。
To pagan paupers and to atheist office workers.
也是对那些不信的穷人，也对那些无神论的那个在那个办公楼里面工作的人。
Not to the theologically smart, but to the ignorant.
并不光是对那些对神学很自以为很了解的人，也是对那些自认在属灵里面一无所知的人。
Not to the outwardly upright, but to the inwardly broken.
并不光是给那些外表看上去是义的、是正确的，也是给那些内心破碎的人。
You see, God's passion is to reveal himself to the ignorant, the lost, the violent, the outsiders.
神在这里，神的慈爱，他并不是给那些光是在信他，在教会里面的人，也是给那些不信的，给那些可能是有暴力的，可能是有那些迷失的，那些一切其他还没有信他的人。
And God's people always have a choice.
神的子民永远都有一个选择。
To turn inward and fall asleep to what God is doing, like Jonah.
要不你就像约拿一样，你可以自己埋在你心里面装睡。
Or to turn outwards and be part of what God's mercy is doing.
或者你可以走出去向外。 去向人传讲神的那个慈那个怜悯。
And that heart of God is what I'd like us to look at lastly.
最后我要让大家 我想跟大家一起看看神的心。
God shows us in this chapter that he rules and he does it with a heart and a purpose of mercy.
在这里我们看到第一章里面看到神的心神就用怜悯去管制人我们看到他是想把他的怜悯去怎么样去传开。
God's action, God's word to Jonah is what sets everything off in this episode.
神跟约拿所说的话他的举动是这个故事的那个揭开这个故事的那个序幕。
He sends Jonah to preach to the savage city of Nineveh.
神把他差到一个罪恶之城尼尼微去。
But God's motive is mercy.
神在这个事情上面，他的动机却是他的怜悯。
We find out in chapter 4 that this is why Jonah refused to go.
我们在第四章，在后来的第四章里面，我们看到为什么，这就是为什么约拿不愿意去的原因。
Chapter 4, verse 2.
第四章第二节。
That is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love.
约拿回应神，为什么他不愿意去他施？因为在四章二节他这样说，我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我急速逃往他施去。
Jonah knew that he thought God should punish the Ninevites.
约拿是知道神会这样，但是他自己心里面觉得尼尼微这个地方是应该受到惩罚的。
God sends the storm.
上帝用了一个风暴。
And God controls the casting of the lots to identify Jonah.
上帝也掌管这个掷签的过程，让水手他们辨认出约拿这个人出来。
It's not because he's being vindictive, but it's to shake Jonah out of his sleep.
上帝并不是要去惩罚他，而是要把他从那个沉睡当中去唤醒。
And ultimately, it's so God will reveal himself to the sailors and show mercy to Nineveh.
最后我们看到神向那班水手也显现，最后他也在尼尼微城里面彰显他的怜悯跟慈爱。
So how important is it to God that his mercy gets out?
那到底把神的慈爱怜悯传出去到底有多重要呢？
It is more important to him than our safety.
对他来说比我们的安全可能更重要。
He sends Jonah to a potentially life-threatening situation.
他打算把约拿猜到一个对他来说可能有生命危险的地方。
Is your priority the same?
对你来说这是不是你人生那个最重要的一件事情呢？
It's more important to God than our livelihood.
可能对神来说，对神来说这也比我们的那个生计生活更重要。
The sailors lose their entire cargo.
Sorry.
The sailors lose their entire cargo.
Yeah, 那班水手他们那个丢失了他们所有的那个船上的货物。
It is more important than our preferences.
这个比起我们神的那个计划，比起我们自己的那个先后顺序更重要。
Jonah had to give up what he thought was right.
约拿在这里，他需要放弃掉他原来觉得是对的东西。
And it is more important than reputation.
同时，这也是比我们的那个所谓的名声更重要的。
God is willing to be accused of injustice for the sake of showing mercy.
神甚至愿意被约拿被其他人说他是不公平的。
Would you?
你会吗？
And in the end,
最后，
we can only truly see how important this is to God at the cross.
我们从十字架上面，我们看到到底神这样的一个呼召有多重要。
The life of Jesus is laid down.
主耶稣的生命为我们舍了。
The blood of the Son of God is shed to open the floodgates of God's mercy.
主耶稣的血为我们洒了，以致他的那个慈爱，他的怜悯，开启了这样一个机会，一个大门，传，把他的那个慈爱传出去。
There is nothing more important to God than this.
对神来说，没有东西比这个更重要。
There should be nothing more important to our church communities than this.
对我们的，对我们那个教会里面的那个人来说，没有东西比这样的一个呼召更重要。
God is ordering all things for the display of His unstoppable mercy to all kinds of unexpected people.
神安排这一切，安排一切的事情，为的都是要把他那个无尽的慈爱，无尽的怜悯去传给那些我们意想不到的、想不到的人的身上。
So the question we need to close with is this.
所以我们今天要完结的时候，我们问的是：
Do you value the spread of God's mercy this highly?
你有没有如此的那个重视这样的一个呼召，把神的怜悯传出去呢？
Or are you asleep?
还是你还在沉睡当中呢？
You could be very busy with church things, but still asleep to God.
你可以在教会里面很忙于侍奉，但是在灵里你却是沉睡的。
And if you are asleep, or perhaps just spiritually drowsy,
要是你是沉睡，或者你灵里你这个还昏昏沉沉的话，
it may be because, like Jonah, you've put God after you.
有可能你就像约拿一样，你把神放在你的身后面。
When God comes after you, when He comes second to your priorities, then we inevitably start to block Him out.
当神在你的身上并不是居首位的时候，那就很自然，你会堵住一切，让神来到你面前的机会，你就把神拒住门外了。
But perhaps.God has been coming after you in another sense.
但是神也可能透过不同的渠道来寻找你，来到你面前。
Has he been pursuing you?
他有没有来找你？
He's kind.
他是良善的。
He will not let you go.
他不会让你走。
Has he sent a storm into your life to wake you up?
他有没有在你的生命里面给过你一场的风暴？去把你唤醒呢？
Perhaps he's nudging you awake right now.
又或者他现在在你身边推着你。
Just remember, he is the God of unlimited mercy.
请你记着，他就是那位有无尽的那个怜悯慈爱的神。
He doesn't come after you to punish you.
他不是来找你，为的是要惩罚你。
He doesn't require a dramatic gesture of sacrifice to get him off your back.
他不需要你去用什么戏剧性的那个表示啊，委身啊，献祭啊，来让他，然后他才放手。
All that's needed is humble, honest repentance.
他需要的只是我们那个谦卑的、诚实的一个悔改。
To fear, worship.And commit to Him.
我们去敬畏神，敬拜他。
Will you do that?
你会这样做吗？
And in a group like this, there's probably someone who's aware of a very specific thing that God has called them to.
我相信在我们这样的一个群体当中，肯定我们有人，他也曾经有过这样的一个从神而来的呼召，要他去做一点什么。
It could be a hard conversation that you know God wants you to have.
有可能是一个跟某个人的一个对话，你难于启齿的一个对话。
It could be confessing sin to somebody.
有可能神要你今天向某一个人去认罪。
If God has said it to you, then you know what that is.
要是神真的跟你这样说过，你就知道这是什么。
Maybe for someone, God once said, "Get up and go to Nineveh or to another place."
对某些人来说，可能这个呼召是神跟你说，起来，你要去某个地方，可能去一个像尼尼微的这样的地方。
But then your fears made you block out that direction for your life.
有可能你心里的惧怕令你把这样的一个呼召把它关起来，拒诸门外了。
We've seen that our God is all-powerful, that He's overflowing in mercy to us.
我们看到我们的神是全能的，他的爱是无穷无尽的。
And we can't run or hide from Him, and that is a wonderful thing.
当我们知道我们是不能逃避神的，其实这是一个很奇妙的事。
So whatever it means for you,to wake up and to take your part in His mercy pouring out.
所以无论是对你来说你的那个怎么样你会醒过来，你要去参与到这样的一个事工当中出去。
Whatever it means, be sure that God will provide everything you need to walk in His way.
无论这个对你意味着什么，我请你知道，无论你怎么样，神都会供应你一切。你出去走在你的那个神的道路当中的时候，他会供应你一切。
He will provide everything.
他会供应一切。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
In Romans 12, verse 1, we read this.
在罗马书十二章一节。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Our loving and merciful God,
我们慈爱充满怜悯的主。
We praise you again for your unending mercy.
我们再次的赞美你那无尽的怜悯。
Thank you for your love for sinners and outsiders.
感谢你对那些罪人跟那些没信的人的爱。
Thank you that you love so much that you sent your only son to die for us.
感谢你，你爱我们爱到一个地步，你舍下你独生的爱子为我们死。
We're amazed at your mercy.Towards people who don't deserve it.
我们真的是很惊叹于你的那个慈爱，你的怜悯。
And I pray that each one of us,
我祈求我们当中每一个,
will experience that mercy again.
会再一次的经历你的怜悯。
I pray that each one of us will see what it means to take our part in what.You're doing to get your mercy out.
我祈求我们当中每一个，我们会明白我们怎么样去参与到这样的一个把你的那个慈爱、把你的怜悯传开的这个事工当中。
And please give us the courage that we need to do that.
我们也求你给我们有这样的勇气，指教我们怎么去做。
We thank you for your kindness and your grace.
感谢你的恩典，你的慈爱。
Pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。Amen. Amen.